Hello. All right. Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing today? All right. Good. Good to see everybody. And it's also good to be seen. It really is. I definitely appreciate this time to be able to come share with you guys. I really want to talk about a subject called remember. Remembering. I think some of you mentioned already about remembering, but I'm thinking about remembering, and you know, we all remember, you know, the time we fell in love, when our kids were born. You know, I remember that when I proposed to my wife, you know, when I asked her to be my girlfriend, I remember those days, you know. Asked her to be my girlfriend in Centennial Park, and I asked her to marry me in Centennial Park. So I kept it the same, right? 2 years later after that. I remember, you know, I remember details, remember our anniversary. This past week, we had a remembrance. My son celebrated his 14th birthday this past Wednesday. You know, you remember when, you know, back there in the picture, back there is, you know, he was a little fat thing, you know. Now he's all tall and skinny, you know. And then this coming Friday, on August 21st, my daughter turns 21. So it's remembering, you know. I remember when I first met her, and I first held her. Now it's like she's 21. Teaching her how to drive and stuff like that. But we remember, right? And during the summer, this, you know, my pandemic reading, summer reading, you know, I've been taking part in, you know, some Old Testament reading. I read through the book of Leviticus and Numbers and Amos. And right now I'm in the book of Deuteronomy. And there was something that, you know, God always told, you know, when he's giving instructions to Moses and the commands, he always told them to remember. And he told them to remember. Like, what does he mean by that? You know, if you would turn you to 1 Corinthians 11:17. I'm gonna end there, but I'm gonna get there in a second. Just bear with me. But he's always told them to remember. He said, you know, in Deuteronomy 10:17-19, he says, "For the Lord your God is good, is God of gods, the Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality and accepts no bribes. He defends the cause of the fatherless and the widow, and loves the foreigner residing among you, giving them food and clothing. And you are to love those who are foreigners, for you yourselves were foreigners in Egypt." Remember. In Deuteronomy 24:19-22, he says, "When you are harvesting in your fields, and you overlook a sheaf, don't go back to get it. Leave it for the foreigner, the fatherless, and the widow, so the Lord your God may bless you in all the work of your hands. When you beat the olives from your trees, do not go over the branches a second time. Leave what remains for the foreigners, the fatherless, and the widow. When you harvest the grapes in your vineyard, do not go over the vines again. Leave it what remains for the foreigner, the fatherless, and the widow. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt. That is why I commanded you to do this. Remember." Now, as I read this, I read that, I said, wow, that's why God, because they were slaves. They were foreigners. They were fatherless. They were poor in Egypt. Now, remind you that there's no disclaimer in there saying, you know, if the foreigner's legal or not. It doesn't say that. It says, don't go over, you know, when you go over your harvesting, your fields, overlook a sheaf, just leave it. Leave it for it. It didn't say, well, God, you know, I worked hard. Why I gotta leave it? They ain't working, they lazy. Why I gotta give for them? Why I gotta do all the hard work and they reap what I know? God said, because I said so. Wow. Remember where you were when you were in Egypt. Yep. You're fatherless. You're a foreigner. You're mistreated. You know, and today, you know, in today's, you know, when and even now, in you read the New Testament, Jesus calls us to remember. Well, Jesus calls us to always remember. This time, right now, we're in the communion. We're called to remember. We're called to, you know, Jesus said, "Take this bread, remember. Remember who I am. Remember what I've done for you. Remember the body that was broken and the blood that was spilled." And in Corinthians, you know, Paul had to help them remember. If you know the Corinthian church, they forgot. They was divided amongst each other. They forgot what was going on. They forgot, you know. And then Paul had to correct them at the Lord's Supper. He had to correct them. In 1 Corinthians 11, he says, "In the following directives, I have no praise for you. For your meanings do more harm than good in the first place. I hear that when you come together as a church, there are divisions among you. And to some extent, I believe it. No doubt there have to be differences among you to show which of you have God's approval. So then, when you come together, it is not the Lord's Supper you eat. When you are eating, some of you go ahead with your own private suppers. As a result, one person remains hungry and another gets drunk. Don't you have homes to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God by humiliating those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you? Certainly not in this manner. For I have received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he gave thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, do this. Whenever you drink it, in remembrance of me. For whoever eats this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whoever eats the bread and drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. That is why so many of you are weak and sick, and number have fallen asleep. But if we are more discerning with regard of ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. Nevertheless, when we are judged in the same way by the Lord, when we are being disciplined so that we will not be finally condemned with the world." And see, Paul here, he's correcting the wrong. He's correcting them and saying, hey, you guys are dividing against each other. You guys are passing judgment. You forgetting why we're here. You know, we forget. I think in times of a world right now where, you know, people are falling asleep, people are sick, people, spiritually, they say, I think we have forgotten, as a church, we have forgotten who we are. We've forgotten who laid down their life for us. And I think sometimes, you know, as the world, you know, there's no reason the world defines Christianity as hypocritical, judgmental, and insensitive. There's a reason behind that, because we are. You know, we forget. You know, we come to church, we pass judgment, we've been forgiven for so much, but then we sit back and we look at people who've done some things, or we call them, you know, we say, oh, look at those thugs. I'm like, well, God's saying, hey, remember where you were not too long ago. What did I redeem you from? We question people's sexuality. We see two men or two women sit, you know, married. Well, how was your marriage before I redeemed it? Marriage wasn't really that good, was it? You know, I think we forget remember our Egypt. We forget what our Egypt was. Now, we long in, but we forget what our Egypt was. You know, somebody become like the unmerciful servant. You know, he got the unmerciful servant. He sits there. He's begging, please, with the king. Please forgive me. I can't pay it back. And just forgive him. You know, imagine, you know, I think not too long ago that happened here at Morehouse College, where a billionaire forgiven all the student debts, 26-something student debts. Man, imagine that. Trying to struggle, especially in this time right now, you're trying to pay your bills, you can't, and somebody, they say, hey, you know what, your mortgage, don't worry about it no more, you're done. You know? Car note, whatever, student loan, done. You're done, don't worry about it. But this unmerciful, he didn't get it. All of a sudden, you plead and beg, and you get it, and then all of a sudden, you just forget. Hey, that brother right there, hold on, where that brother at? Hey, that brother owed me $5. Hey, bro, my money, man, you know? You know, you forgot already. You got to remember. You know, we remember. And I think, you know, in this time, you know, reading this also as well, we forget. I think we get so jumped because we get caught up and listen to the wrong people. We forget, you know, like in Corinthians, first, you know, some say I follow Apollo, some say I follow this guy. You know, here, do we follow Steve? Do we follow Jim? Do we follow Christ? Like, no, we follow Christ. Steve's body wasn't broken. Jim's blood wasn't shed. Christ's body was shed. Amen. You know, in the world, I follow the left. I follow the right. No, you follow Christ. Amen. Christ's body was broken and beaten. His blood was shed. So as today, as we take the bread and the communion, just let us remember the grace and the mercy that God shed upon us. And that unless when we're out there in the world, when we're dealing with our everyday life, you know, at work, at home, not just today, remember, but each and every single day, let us remember so that all those people out there who are not in a relationship with Christ and not sitting in judgment, but we can share with them the same mercy and the same grace and the same peace that we have as well. Let's go to God in prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this time. Once again, just to pray to you, Father God, I pray we use this time to remember, Lord. Remember the body that was broken, your body that was broken, your blood that was shed. Father God, to wash away our sins and forgave us, Lord God. It gave us mercy, it gave us peace, and it gave us life, Father. And I pray that as we remember each and every single day that we love one another and we lift that each and every single day. In your son's name I pray. Amen.